minutes past six. So, big news today about the merger with British Airways. Proposed merger with British Airways and Iberian Airways. I wonder what the, if they do merge, what the company would be called.
Biberia? Right, what are you doing?
Well, I'm doing what you suggested in terms of material on today's show.
That was what you came up with just before 6 o'clock, Richie.
Yeah.
Here's right. Today's funnies. Yesterday, Richie came in. I'm on it.
And today you said, oh, I see British Airways might be merging with Iberian Airways. I wonder what the new company would be called.
It was an
As if I'm going to, you know, top on oils and working with that kind of thing.
It was an observation. It wasn't me sort of issuing an edict saying,
but we were having a meeting about what to talk about on the show.
Yes.
We all went round the room.
Kind of gave satire.
We all chicked something in and you went...
And that was one of probably about 20 suggestions. Wow. And you picked the worst one.
What's your job title?
Executive producer.
So you think that at some point today I should carve out a little bit of time with the audience at the time they won't get back to chat about what the new company might be called.
The irony is you
did you listen to a lot of Dave Lee Travis when you were growing up?
You may get some texts.
Yeah, I don't want to read them, okay? All right, then, on today's show, when are we opening up the lines for the bed auction? What are we calling it? Bid for the bed?
Bid for the bed, yes, at 6:30.
Bid for the bed. It's not the most inventive title, is it?
I was to say, bid for the bed.
The bed bid.
Bedathon?
Well, it's not really a bed.
Bed of dreams.
A bedathon would be if you're lying in the bed, how long can you lie in the bed for?
Well, judging by the look of it this morning, not very long, because someone's put some, printed off some things saying this bed is prone to collapse.
Some health and safety officer has been round. It's political correctness gone mad!
So you can win this morning by 9:30 to the highest bidder, David Tennant's bed.
Yeah.
Will finally leave this station. Have you seen the amount of emails that have gone around yesterday? It's had to be moved around four different floors because yesterday Jarvis Cocker came in to record a session here, right?
Did he? On the bed?
It's amazing.
Oh. Right,
but they had to fold the bed away. Then it had to be put back up. Then the work experience had to fold it back down, put it up in reception as well. It's been moved around this building. That mattress.
Yeah.
15 years of...
At least...
mattressing. It's the whole thing seems to stink as well. And
it doesn't stink.
It's microclimate.
I'll accept that it's not the most delicious piece of furniture.
There's a smell to
it. It's not a stench.
Oh, there
if
is.
If there's a stench, that's happened since it moved to Absolute. If the stench is Jarvis Cocker's, it's nothing to do with me.
And the slats are movable.
Oh, yeah. They're not fitted in any particular way. Well, it's just bits of wood laying across a metal base.
And obviously, you listen to all this right now thinking, well, I'd love this. Wonky slats, a smell.
Prone to collapse.
A stained mattress from a man who's had it for 15 years.
Yeah.
And hit showbiz heights during that time.
Pointy bits that could cut your ear off.
Well, cut your ear off, you have your eye out. So this is going for children in need. And obviously, if you bid for this and you have kids, they will be in need because just like Punty's got one eye missing.
You don't give this to kids.
Well, you're a Doctor Who. Someone will want this for their kids.
Caveat emptor. that must be slapped over this.
We're not going to hit the end of this bed, are we, Richie? We're going to get calls forever about the poor person that actually gets this bed. So if you want to bid for the bed, the money, it will go to the highest bidder. What are we setting the reserve at?
I think we set the reserve at £100, and that's...
Is it worth it?
I think we'll be lucky, to be honest. I think we'll be doing very well if we scratch up to 100.
Poor old Pudsey.
I can bring it back down to 50 if you wish.
No, I think we have to 100. Set at £100.
Let's start at 100.
Yeah, £100.
And it's not
Let's aim
worth
high.
It.
I don't know, if you sold it on eBay or something...
To be honest, it's wrought iron. There's probably scrap metal in it.
That is not wrought iron. It's tin or whatever it is. Aluminium.
It's wrought tin.
It's wrought tin.
That's worth...
And it's not, I would call a big double bed, in case people are thinking,
I think it's maybe only like a 1.5 size.
Exactly. It's a midget.
It keeps it cozy. It's nice.
And it's also got a Doctor Who bedspread.
Yes.
That is your own.
That's probably worth more than the bed, to be honest.
So, 6:30, you can call in a bid for the bed. But between now and 7 o'clock, I asked you this yesterday on Twitter, who fancies an early morning alarm call from David Tennant? David's been wading through the, and I'm serious, right, hundreds and hundreds of emails that have come in over the last almost 24 hours. Hang on, let me turn this bad music off. Do that again. He's not not used to radio, is it?
That wasn't a great sound effect, was it?
Drop the pile, if it
shall
was
I,
me.
Shall
I'd
drop the pile?
The pile,
okay, yes. I'm going to... This is the
These are just the ones that came in the first half an hour yesterday.
Better.
There we go. That? And a flourish. He threw it on the floor. Do you know where he threw it up on and an altar floor and looked at you like, go and pick that up? I would have thrown it up and then gone to get it. He's not moved.
I'm going to get it. I'm getting it now.
All right, what's the first person we pick from the pile then? And that's the person we'd try next.
Literally, or do you want, because we've got this one.
Is that one you prepared earlier?
This is the one I prepared earlier.
Who's that?
This is from Ashley.
Yeah.
And it says, hello, I'd love to be woken up by David Tennant's sexy Scottish voice. Well, but preferably not before 7 a.m. as I'm on the booze tonight for a colleague's leaving due.
Right, we're calling them up next.
What, by six? Perfect.